The Ohio Valley includes two of the country's top three states for auto manufacturing, and the industry employs more than 1.5 million people in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. That industry is growing nervous about the Trump administration's trade policy. First came tariffs on steel and aluminum. Now, as Becca Schemmel reports, the Commerce Department is looking into taxes on imported autos and parts.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross testified before the Senate Finance Committee last month to defend the administration's trade actions and lay out what might be next. He said he's investigating whether imports of autos and auto parts threaten national security.
This administration is standing up for American families, American businesses, and American workers by taking action to reduce imports that threaten our national security.
Senators questioned Secretary Ross about a possible trade war, retaliatory tariffs, and Trump's threat to impose a 20% tariff on imported cars. Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio was among several lawmakers growing nervous about the Trump approach to trade policy. Portman said the national security rationale for tariffs should be used with caution.
Frankly, my concern is the way we're using it now, it's both misusing it and having negative economic impacts in certain sectors.
Portman State and neighboring parts of the Ohio Valley have a lot riding on auto trade. Last year, the region imported more than $13 billion worth of automobiles and automotive parts. Some industry leaders say today's auto industry depends on a global supply chain, and many auto manufacturers in the Ohio Valley depend on foreign markets and material, making them highly sensitive to import taxes. For example, Toyota says the price of a Camry would increase by at least $1,800.
The most American car, the car with the highest amount of American content built in America, is a Toyota Camry in Georgetown, Kentucky.
That's Dave Tapman, executive director for the Kentucky Automotive Industry Association.
The reality is that the Camry still has 30% foreign content.
Tadman says the Camry is a prime example of how today's auto industry's complex supply chain works and how parts move across the border. That means taxes could make cars a lot more expensive.
The design, build, and manufacture of a car today is a global enterprise. There's no way to change the supply chain such that it would only be built in one country.
The International Trade Administration says if a part crosses the border multiple times in different stages of production and is determined to be of foreign origin, it could be subject to a tariff at every stage.
So, for instance, the parts that I speak of that cross the border 6 and 7 times, they're going to get tariffs every time? I mean, think about the implications of that. So now, suddenly, let's say it's a 20% tariff. All of a sudden, you just talked about a 140% tariff on the same part.
Tapman says the potential for tariffs is already causing uncertainty in the market, and manufacturers are holding off on capital projects or additional job investment. The Peterson Institute for International Economics, a private nonprofit think tank, estimates the cost of an average vehicle could go up by $1,500 to $7,000, and the U.S. could lose 195,000 jobs if tariffs are applied on all countries for automobiles and parts. Toyota employs 137,000 of those people. The company emailed a statement saying the only plausible outcome of this investigation is to reject the notion that automotive imports threaten national security. Dave Tapman shares those concerns.
And I think this is a perhaps well-intentioned effort. We're concerned that it's actually going to cause a loss of American jobs.
The Commerce Department has until February to make a recommendation, but a report is expected to come before the midterm elections. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.